Hello everyone, what's going on? Three Wide Podcast with EG3 back in session once again. Your host Eddie Greer, aka EG3, for the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Everything around the world of sports, including NASCAR, among other things. Here as I'm recording this on early Friday morning here in Manhattan, Kansas, the 14th of April, 2023, jam-packed edition here for you. Of course, if you listen to the other podcast, which again uploaded the wrong file, so by when you hear this, you should the new file should have been replaced. So when I went to upload episode 347, I was featured. What happened with Cody Ware? Well, a little bit, anyways. I went there and uploaded the wrong file. 1 minute, Go figure, right? So, when you time you hear this episode, you get back-to-back episodes here to finish off another work week here on the 3 Wide Pod with EG3. The actual file should be up, so definitely I'll have that up. By the time you hear this, should be already up. So, yeah, so that's why if you have not listened to it, like, well, what's going on here? And there was a mistake by the edit. It was, for sure. So, I was very pissed off about that as well, but we got it all fixed up, so hopefully when you listen to this podcast in the work week, that problem will be taken care of. So this is going to be 348 of the Three Wide NASCAR Pod, well, Three Wide Pod now, EG3. I mean, it's going to take me a while to get used to it. Originally, this was the EG3 show, now the Three Wide Podcast with EG3, and you're still going to get your NASCAR content like usual, but not as much before, because we're going to try to cover some of the important stuff in the world of sports as well. Get the NBA playoffs going on, and last but not least, before we end the podcast, the Braves are in town, so I got that to cover as well. But yes, big news from the track here, triple header weekend for NASCAR, right? So NASCAR back at the paperclip, Martinsville coming up, and a big name returns to the surface of the Cup Series, and are obviously one of the more hotter teams to start off 2023 on the Cup side. Hendrick Motorsports gets Chase Elliott back. Yes, Chase Elliott returns, and why not? What? Go figure, right? One of your best racetracks, come back and see what you do there. I would not put it past Chase Elliott if he wins over the weekend. For sure, it's gonna be something. That's for sure. Obviously, the story of 2023 so far is Hendrick from all angles, whether it's on the track or off the track or violating penalties or getting penalties every weekend. It seems to be Rick Hendrick seems to have his fingerprints on 2023. So, William Byron has won two races, and of course, they got the points back. But then again, Byron got penalized. He and Alex Bowman. So, a lot's going on with that organization, and can somebody slow them down? And this does not, for the rest of the competition, brings the unpleasantry news of Chase Elliott being back in the race car. So, that's going to be, obviously, a heavy topic going into the weekend for the Cups, on the Cup side, besides the Cody Ware suspension, which was handed down Tuesday. And I'm not going to reiterate what was recorded on that podcast, which should be up already by time. The right actual file should be already up by the time this one comes out. So this episode will come out Friday evening. So as I'm recording this, I'll finish it up, get everything sorted out, and then, yeah, the right file should be good to go for the weekend. So again, I'll be back on. I know I'm jumping all over the place here, but a side note here, I might be back with a little bit of a Boston Marathon preview edition over the weekend coming up. Might come out on Sunday morning, where it's looking like as well. So by the time this rolls out, yeah, so Sunday morning, don't get me quoted on that. Hopefully I can get one in. I know a few of my friends will be heading there, or actually be heading there right now as I speak on this podcast right now. Some of the other guys and gals making their way up there, and I did not recognize until a podcast that I heard that this is the 10th year anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombing. Crazy stuff. That's just crazy. the horrifying events that took place 10 years ago up there. And one of my friends who was in the journalism department that I was working with was up there when that sadly, scary went down. So, but yeah, that's going to be a monumental, Monday coming up, Patriots Day, that's going to be a monumental moment there for all competitors, 30,000 plus. So I'm going to be tracking them. Well, not everybody. No. Not everybody. I already got three of my friends I'm going to keep track of. And then there's the elites, right? So, I'm going to keep an eye on maybe three or four, at least four elites as they make their way to try to challenge Kenya in another country. It seems to me Kenya has their fingerprints on this Boston Marathon for a minute, but you got to go back, and I'm going off the rails a little bit, to about maybe several years back when an American actually won this event. So, I mean, top 10 placing is a big deal for the American ladies. So again, I'll speak more on this on a special edition coming up on the podcast, which will be on race day on the NASCAR Cup Series side as well. But yeah, Chase Elliott back again. And if you listened to the NASCAR episode earlier, I went on that rant about Chase Elliott and what he probably shouldn't have done, but hey, I mean, I'm not sure PR. I'm not telling you what to do. So, but I ain't gonna go down that road right now. I don't have the time right now. But Chase Elliott back in the car. Yeah, this kind of came out of left field, in my opinion. Here, nobody really gave a status right about what the timetable was for Chase Elliott going in. So this kind of caught me off guard a little bit. I'm not gonna lie, it caught me off guard a little bit. We're so used to now Josh Berry in that car. Now, Chase Elliott, the lead dog, back in it with an opportunity to make a statement pretty much this weekend. So, very anxious to see what happens with Chase Elliott in Martinsville. A triple-header weekend, as I mentioned there. You have the trucks going down as well. I believe it's the trucks Xfinity on Saturday. I don't have the schedule up here right now, but doubleheader on Saturday, I would think, but I could be wrong on that again. And then you have the Cup Series on Sunday. So I know at least for a fact Xfinity race on Saturday. So either truck races on Friday or tonight or on Saturday afternoon. So either way, you're going to get a reaction from the weekend in Martinsville coming up. I'm not going to Martinsville, but you know what I mean. From Martinsville, all things short track. And we're going to really see what, right, this 2023 short track package is, right? So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, if you're already kind of mad at Hendrick Motorsports already, it just got worse. Chase Elliott back in the car once again, and he'll look to possibly not only make a statement, but maybe win the race. Like I said, that will not be surprising to me if he does that. But hey, there is so much going on around that. So we'll see what Chase Elliott does there. This is a 3-Wide podcast with EG3 in the building. Eddie Greer the third here with you guys on another episode again. For those who did not listen to episode 348, I talked about the announcement of rebranding the show a little bit. So going back kind of a little bit to how I first started this podcast, right? The EG3 show. That's what it was called back in the heyday. Now I'm kind of reverting back to that, but you guys still gonna get your NASCAR content, but not as much as it would have been. But you're still gonna get your NASCAR coverage, so I'm gonna have a reaction to that and plenty more coming up. And I need to make sure I have everything down for fantasy wise, anyways. But on that previous pod, Cody Ware was suspended, or I didn't make that ruling. Cody Ware, we're going to the middle of the racetrack now. Cody Ware got suspended. Was suspended by NASCAR, violating NASCAR off-policy rules there as well. And he's been booted. He's been suspended indefinitely, right? We left off the question, who's going to replace Cody Ware in that car for Martinsville? Well, that question has been answered in the person of none other than Zane Smith, back in the Cup Series in another substitution role, this time in the 51. And yes, Zane Smith's been getting a lot of looks. Obviously, he's connected to the Todd Gilliland ride in the 38. So this definitely makes a lot of sense. And Zane Smith could possibly get some more time since Cody Ware's in trouble with NASCAR. So Zane Smith, the reigning 2022 Craftsman Truck Series champion, of course, he's looking to repeat in that series, will get more bonus time in the Cup Series. So that was the news. We wanted to fill in the blank on that as we kind of transition off the racetrack to the hard floor in the NBA. The NBA playoffs, folks, are, if you want to call it, they don't officially start till tomorrow, but it began to really 2 weeks, two nights ago. There was a famous play-in game. Playing games on both ends, and I gotta tell you, as I'm sitting recording this podcast, obviously, the Atlanta Hawks got in, beat the Miami Heat. They gotta play the Bulls, and the Oklahoma City Thunder stay alive and eliminate last night the New Orleans Pelicans last night, and they're gonna be facing the Timberwolves here later on this evening. So these seeds will decide the final seedings for at least for the East and West Western conferences combined there as well. I almost stayed up to the end of the OKC New Orleans game, but I went to bed with only like a couple minutes left there, and the game was tied there. But Oklahoma, the Young Gunners, right down south, four and a half hours away from me, Oklahoma City with that young core. Getting it done there last night. No fear needed. And you're facing the Timberwolves team that, right, had an opportunity to beat the Lakers. Didn't do it. Did not do it. And now you got to go home. I'm sure Minnesota's going to be popping. Of course, I'm going to be up there in less than 2 months for a different reason. But the Oklahoma City Thunder, well, look out, folks. So tonight. So Thunder, Timberwolves, that's the late game. Chicago, Miami, to decide the eighth seed there. That is the first game on TNT there as well. I am going to take a look at the... So, majority of the playoff matchups have already set, right? Okay, so I mentioned the Hawks, right? My basketball team, right? The Hawks face off against the Celtics. These two teams felt like they just played each other 2 weeks ago, which they did, right? That's the second game. So, okay, what's going on, right? Brooklyn, Philadelphia. That, I believe that's one through through. No, that cannot be. Okay, all right. So, all right. So, Brooklyn, without the seating. Take the seating out of there. Brooklyn, Philadelphia, first game. Atlanta, Boston, it's your second game. All these going to be ESPN for the exception of primetime on ABC. New York Knicks. Taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers over there. That's at 5 Central Time. And then that nightcap, probably one of the more... The Knicks and the Cavaliers, I think that's going to be a terrific series there. But this right here, I think it's going to be... Could skyrocket up there as one of the more intriguing matchups with the defending champion Golden State Warriors going to face off against their old coach. One of their old coaches anyways, Mike Brown. In the Sacramento Kings, where in the hell they come from? It's beyond me. Look, I don't pay attention to much basketball unless it's a big time matchup on ABC or it's the playoffs. Or I do keep track of the Atlanta Hawks. Don't get me wrong on that, but outside of that, I don't really keep paying attention unless something big comes out of there, like another Kyrie trade or whatever that is. So the Warriors, Kings, woo, that is going to be a. That's going to be an all-timer, I think, there as well. And, you know, Sacramento, they've been waiting for an opportunity, right, to get back to the postseason. Some 16-year drought? Damn. So, Sacramento has an opportunity to really make a statement on the prime stage here against the defending champions. We'll see what happens with that. That's day one. So, that's all. That's four games there. Sunday, right? And I'm recording this prior to the eight seed game, so we don't even know who's playing who on these, and that's the Bucks. They waited the winner of the Chicago Bulls and what the crap? What was that? Chicago Bulls and the Miami Heat. There we go. Man, I had a brain fart for a second. And then the other side, Oklahoma City the winner of the Oklahoma City Minnesota game will be the they'll be the 8th seed. Yeah, they'll be the 8th seed. Too many damn numbers. They'll be playing off, facing off against the Denver Nuggets in that series. But we do know the other two matchups that will begin, which will start. Oh, actually, this will be game one of them Sunday, right? On ABC. That is LeBron James and the Lakers taking on. Woo! This is spicy. Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies. Woo! Damn! I tell you, a lot of high actions going on around here. And boy, and another podcast I listened to talked about the Western seeds. They're right. Look, they're stacked on the bottom half. Golden State, right? You got the Lakers. And whoever comes out of the 8th spot could be a threat in there as well. But you got the, who is it? The Clippers? Yeah, they're in the playoffs, right? Yeah, I think so. I believe so as well. So you have all that going on as well. So Lakers, Grizzlies there. And, of course, you're going to get all recap on Monday with the racing, of course, going on, probably mainly with the Cup Series. And then what's going on in these playoffs and then anything else pops up big time, I'll talk about it here in the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3. Okay, the other matchup, we have the Los Angeles Clippers. Speaking of the Clippers, right? The Clippers take on Kevin Durant and the Phoenix Suns. Yes, the Phoenix Suns back again. They have another chance to try to get back to the NBA Finals. Can they do it? I mean, look, Kevin Durant, I tell you, man, a stat tells me they're undefeated with Kevin Durant on the floor. When he's not on the floor, they struggle. So I got a feeling, I just got one of those feelings that, I mean, any of these teams can go on a run, right? But it's obviously, you have to, right, be all healthy. And obviously when the playoffs start, it's going to get be a central war zone, people getting banged up. But the thing I'm trying to say is somebody's going to get on a run, get hot, and get there. Will the Suns get there? Because the time's running out on Chris CP getting a ring. I can name several others that are in that same position as well. The West's always been tough to get out of to represent the West in the NBA Finals. So that's what you're looking at right there. Again, I'm recording this not knowing who the 8th seed is. So when this podcast rolls out tomorrow, those games are going to be playing currently there as well. So, yeah, lots to look forward to there on the men's basketball side of things for the NBA. Yeah, the playoffs really officially going started a couple of days ago with the play-in tournament. My Hawks got in. So excited about that. And they're playing a team. If the Hawks can get right, be focused like they were the other night. Yeah, the Hawks can be a tough out. They were just in the Eastern Conference Finals, well, a couple years ago, right? They were just in there. So you have the experience. Trae Young was on that team. Capella, DeAndre Hunter was hurt. DeJounte Murray was not on that team. So Bogdanović was on that team as well. So I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be something going down to see those matchups here over the weekend. Again, we'll have by the time this podcast rolls out, well, actually next week's podcast, we'll have an update on those series and plenty more on that. Okay, last but not least, we're going high on the high side now. We're gonna rim ride to baseball right now. Again, I'm recording this on Friday, so I mentioned the Atlanta Braves, my other team. Yes, my other team, folks. Disposed of the Cincinnati Reds the day before yesterday. Now, they're in town. They're in Kansas City. I don't live in KC. I live in Manhattan, Kansas, which is 2 hours out from Kansas City, right? And from, really, Kauffman Stadium, where the Atlanta Braves and Kansas City Royals will do battle for 3 games beginning tonight. When you listen to this podcast, so when this rolls out, this will be probably about an hour away from first pitch. I will not be there, obviously, for the first game. All signs leading to me being there for the game 2 of the matchup there with the Royals. When the Braves are in town, I thought it was going to be a little bit later. And again, all 32 teams got to play each other, right? That was the change from Major League Baseball this year, right? All right. So, Braves, I thought this was going to be a little bit later. At least May. But it seems to be early, and like, this is my only chance to see them. So Saturday's the target to get there to watch Cyrus. It turns out, all of a sudden, turn out to be a big day. Be a fun day. Obviously, the weekend's going to be pretty decent. But the Braves and Royals game, well, I should probably start game one. Game one is 7:10 Central Time. So when this podcast rolls out, it'll be about an hour away from that. And then, of course, game two, just after three, Saturday afternoon. And then the finale, which I can't go to because of other schedule priorities, will be just after one. And flip the records for both teams. The Braves is coming off a sweep and against Cincinnati, and that's not what I wanted. Now you're really acting up. Okay, they're coming off a sweep. Let me type this in real quick as I'm talking. Okay, yeah, they come off a sweep against Cincinnati. They're 9-4. The Royals, on the other end, one of the worst teams in baseball. Look, I call it what it is. I call it what it is, baby. I call it what it is. They're coming off of a let's see, April. Why are they not showing? Let's see, today's the 13th. Today's the 14th, excuse me, yeah, I'm down here. Well, anyways, look, Royals are 4-9. They're one of the worst teams in baseball. The Braves, they're going through their injuries right now. Yeah, you see, with the pitching staff, big-time players getting hurt early in the season, they're still managing to get it done, right? So I'm looking forward to going out there Saturday and checking my club out, my team out there. So the last time I was out there when the Braves were here was 2 years ago when I saw both the games at Kauffman Stadium. And we might have lost one of those. I'm not sure. I know we won the second game for sure. From what I remember, I think we lost. We might have lost the first game. I can't remember, but hopefully we can keep the good times rolling in Kansas City and get at least 2 or 3 there. And hopefully when I'm there, they can win when I'm there. So I'm excited. Saturday turns out to be a really big day. So I decided, last minute, I'm going to go ahead and sign up for the inaugural Kansas KU Relays, which is actually in their 100th year, the Kansas Relays. And it's going to kick off with a 5K, inaugural 5K. So figuring, you know, why not show up there and see what we got for them boys, right? So I'm coming off a PR at Rock the Parkway, right? So I'm very anxious to get out there and see, you know, what happens on Saturday morning. It's going to be a pretty early start. 7 o'clock is the time, I believe. So that will be tomorrow. Saturday, when this podcast rolls out tomorrow night, it'll be tomorrow morning. So looking at that, so very excited, and this is not my first rodeo at these 5Ks where they start the stadium and end at the stadium. I'm really pumped up about it, so I need to put myself up against the other guys, see where I'm at. I felt like I've been getting faster and faster since the first 5K here, which took 5K of the year, which I did here in Manhattan, Kansas, the first day 5K, 10K run. So that's what you're looking at right there, and I'm in conflict with not this upcoming weekend, but next weekend with it's the Run the Roses, which is going to be here. It's going to be the second annual in Top City. Because look, I would like the Garmin Olathe Garmin half to be my last half of the training cycle, right? For those of you who don't know, okay, let me set this table real quick. For those of you who don't know, they're new to this podcast, right? There are one NASCAR can't not. NASCAR content, you're gonna get that, but a different variety, right? Okay, so I'm training for Grandma's Marathon, right? Which is coming up in less than 2 months, right? So almost 2 months. And yeah, originally I was supposed to do one, and then all of a sudden I'm stacking up all the races. Now this is gonna be my fourth half marathon of the cycle. The Garmin Oz half marathon. Well, there's a few more races. There's a 10K and a full marathon. So, but I'm already excited to do the half because it's part of the Heartland series, the 39.3, which this is the last leg. So I don't want to bite too much of the chicken, if you will. I want this kind of to be my last half so I can really kind of focus in on what I need to do to get myself ready to rock and roll at Grandma's, which is up in Minnesota, Duluth, Minnesota, in the middle of June, right? So, but I want to continue to do other races. This is actually going to be good. Get back to the 5K and see what I got after, you know, I had some fast races. Finishing the top 10. I should be able to finish the top 10. And it should. So a lot less stuff to got something out of left field happens. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to again going to Lawrence over there, which is not too far away from here. So I will have to leave Manhattan early to get my bib and attach it onto my top uniform and get ready to roll out. So I'm just excited about that. But, yeah, back to what I, yeah. So this will be my fourth half marathon. And yeah, Run to the Roses. So that's how this ended. That's how it started. Running to the Roses. And so I'm torn. But I think we might get a special guest for that. I know they have been posting a little bit of science here and there about it. It'll be the second annual Run to the Roses, which is going to be at K-State at Rose Park. I can't remember what it is. At the K-State Gardens, I think it is. Yeah. So I might decide to do that, jump in that. Jumping that and moving along, cause I'm gonna do the long run on Sunday anyway, so that has to be priority anyway. So, but yeah, that's what's up with me. I don't want to bite too much of the chicken leg here. I want to be kind of wrapped up with half marathons for the cycle. Well, after next week anyways, and then really kind of start locking in on Grandma's Marathon, where I look to get over that hurdle. But yeah, so that's where that all started. Yeah, as well. So your boy's gonna be busy on Saturday, and of course, I wish I could go to KC on Sunday, but my other half's gonna be up there. So I could go up there if I wanted to with the 3-year-old, but I don't think that's as much as I want to do that. I don't want to do it. I don't want to mess with that headache. I want to just keep her here. Keep her here. Do our usual Sunday thing. Go to church. Do that stuff. And then chill. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Especially after a busy Saturday. So the weekend looks booked once again. And then, of course, the day after Sunday is Boston Marathon Day. So, which I'll be keeping track of my friends. And, of course, like I said, back to the top of this podcast here today. Keeping track of them, and also keeping track of 4 elites. That's why I'm gonna set it at that. I want to keep track of everybody, all the elites, but I'm gonna set it to the ones I really care about. Just 4 of them. So I'm just looking forward to the rest of to today. To really, the weekend starts today. So looking for Friday all the way through the end of the Boston Marathon to where my friends finally finish the marathon as well. So I'm looking forward to that as well. And then, of course, before that, though, hopefully I'll get a little bit of preview of the Boston Marathon coming up on sometime Sunday. So this podcast all of a sudden became an anomaly. So let's get it, folks. So definitely, again, to remind our new listeners that found us, the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. Oh, there it is. There it is again, the 3... The 3-Wide Podcast with EG3. Again, for those of you who've been listening to us for a while, again, appreciate your support. But I've been kind of been thinking about this for a while, and it all started with the previous episode that, hey, well, let's just rebrand the show a little bit. Still keep our NASCAR content in there, but let's add some variety in here, some of the biggest topics around sports. And so, yeah, that's how this podcast actually started anyway, is that, including some NASCAR talk. So I like this format a lot. And you're still going to get your special guest, by the way. I'm supposed to be recording a special guest today. So you're going to get that as well. So I'm going to have to fit that in, maybe kick that to the curb for Monday or Tuesday, somewhere in there as well. So we got our special guest booked, except for 1 week. As well, so yeah, I'm supposed to be getting ready for that as well. So, exciting times for this podcast. So, I like where this is going. So, hopefully, you guys will like it as well. The 3-Wide Podcast, EG3. Find it wherever you get your podcast. Again, you're new, you're just checking us out for the first time, saying, what is going on? Yeah, I just told you guys that, but I appreciate you guys for listening to this podcast. If you love what you're hearing, though, if you love it, definitely make sure you subscribe. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. And tell your friends, tell your racing buddies, tell whoever about this podcast. Let's get the word back out in the street about this podcast, folks. So there's that. All right, that's going to wrap things up on this Friday edition of the 3-Watt Podcast with EG3. And thank you for you guys for listening. And we will be back pending a special episode over the weekend about Boston. But I'm determined to get that out. So be on the lookout for that. Until then, we'll be back on Monday afterwards. So we'll recap all of Martinsville on that podcast. And see where we all at with the NBA playoffs. And anything big outside of that pops up, I will talk about it here on the 3-Watt Podcast with EG3. Until then, check your flag ass wave on another edition of the 3-Watt Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III. Peace from Manhattan, Kansas. We'll talk to you on the next edition.